or wishes expressed through our participants' voices and discuss how they try to find their way along the pathways to settlement in a new country. All right, what is settlement? In the website of DIAC, under the heading of Living Australia, settlement is defined as the process of adjustment you experience, they are addressing to the immigrants, you experience as you become established and independent in Australia. The website goes on to say that shortly after you arrive, you will need access to employment and education. You may also need access to English language classes and help to form individual and family social networks. Here we see employment, education, and language skills are identified as the areas that new migrants need to consider first for their settlement in a new country. In the report to the Department of Immigration and Multicultural Affairs, based on the LSIA, the Longitudinal Survey of Immigrants in Australia, is that right? Data, Koo and McDonald identifies main dimensions of immigrant settlement. They are social participation, economic well-being, and physical well-being. They found that two major factors, which are good ability to speak good English and participation in employment, are the major two important factors related to successful settlement. That is, language skills are prerequisite to economic participation, economic well-being, and physical well-being, while employment, participation in employment was prerequisite to economic well-being and physical well-being. The report also noted that new migrants perceived a greater need for further education prior to their entrance to workforce. Okay. Now, so here we can see that language skills and employment and education are quite closely related and intertwined to each other, you know, in the first stages in the settlement. Now, in your book on adult ESL learners, Marie also noted that learning a second or third language might become more meaningful if it is seen as a means to acquire occupational status and more often recognition. She continues to say that AMP clients are motivated by and benefit from vocational content courses as they include content of relevance to the current and career lives. In our data, the three major themes, language learning, employment, and non-MP education, also emerged when the participants expressed their expectations, goals, and plans for their new life in our interviews. We also noticed that these three themes are closely intertwined and often interdependent to each other in their lives, and that these took different forms and tones in their voices when they talked about their future in the new country. We first looked at the data and could see that there were some who seemed to have a relatively clear idea about what they would and wanted to do and how, but many participants seem to be very uncertain about their future. Please note that our participants are mainly family sponsored and humanitarian entrants. We were particularly interested in the way they describe their future plans and goals and wishes, or even dreams in their talk. And we consider that setting goals and working, making plans are the first important steps toward the achievement and imply the ability to perform. And also, we consider that this ability and their willingness are reflected in the way they are articulated in and in the tone used in the interviews. That is, we consider that the degree of concreteness in the pathways toward the future described in their in their speech described. For the future in the three areas described by participants indicates where he or she is in the process of settlement at the earlier stage of immigration. In the data we looked at, there was no clear boundary. We started to look at the concreteness, but there was no clear boundary between concreteness and non-concreteness. But what the participant described was on the continuum between two. At one end, there were concrete plans, and on the other end, there was undetermined future, which was described as aspirations and dreams and wishes and so on. Yeah, just hopes. Alongside the continuum, various types and degrees of uncertainty is involved. So that we look at that might have affected their ways of describing their future and the process of making plans. In order to differentiate between participants, we drew up criteria for concrete plans and determining the future. We set criteria for concrete plans as one, accessibility or viability of the pursuits based on the participant background, for example, age, education, and so on. And also, we looked at the way they were articulated, for example, how well and how much they know about what they want to do. And also whether they had reasons to support their choices. And also we looked at whether they have any clear time frame they were thinking of to achieve their goals. And also we, as researchers, we used our ethnographic knowledge. We observed and followed the participants, so we knew about the participants through more informal interactions. Criteria for undetermined future was considered that their future was still undetermined. If goals were expressed with reference to the future, but without workable plans, and if aspirations were expressed as wishes, dreams, and hopes, and without any workable plans. If there was no time frame expressed, or if they could not give any possible pathways towards the attainment, we also consider that the future was still undetermined. And some participants said, "I would not do something like this." In that case, and they did not give any explicit item that they wanted to achieve, so we also decided this participant hasn't determined a plan about their future. Okay, let's have a look at an example of this. This is a female participant, 76 years old, and she's in the lower level of SSA class. And she said, researcher asked, okay, what are your plans for the future about English and about other things? And, this course, AR stands for academic researchers who were mainly interviewers at the interview. And the next one, CO3P005 stands for the participant. So number five in patch number 5 instead of 3. And there's another cause involved here, because this person sees at a very low level of sensory, there was an interpreter involved, so because the person could not express her idea clearly, so we use interpreter. Now, so the interviewer asked, what are your plans for the future about English and about other things? And there were some first language exchanges between the participant and the interpreter and the last. And after picking up the question, the participant answered, English. So she started to talk about English. And the interviewer said, okay, so you want to study English? And the person said, yeah. And then the participant said, my husband, older man, study understand. My husband is in the home, so apparently the husband is in the home without, I don't know, retired or whatever. After this course, what are you going to do? The researcher asked, what do you think you are going to do again? And speaks in Arabic, and interpreter interprets that if there was an opportunity for work, I would work. And if there is no opportunity, well, I'll stay at home and prepare food and do the washing. And the interviewer, referring to the previous question that she asked, she completed her question, is at home now, is retired. And the person confirms that, yeah, in the home, yeah. So this participant has a vague idea about the need to improve English. And she expresses her wishes to have an opportunity to work, but apparently she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't have any clear idea. This is a male participant who is relatively younger and at a higher level class, and he, to the question, the similar question, he asked, actually, I want to do forklift driving, so he starts with forklift driving in the answer. Yeah, at the same time, I want to enroll in TAFE, or maybe it will be part-time if I get a job. What course are you thinking about now at TAFE? This is the interviewer is now teacher researcher. TR stands for teacher researcher. Actually, I have to do English for further study first. Now he turns to the topic of further study. And then the interviewer continues, okay, so I plan to do that? Yeah, like next term? Yeah. I'm waiting for the time because it's start maybe February. Yeah, or January, I don't know. And have you got your enrollment for there? Yeah. And then it goes on. And actually, he reveals that his actual goal was to be an engineer. Right, so are you in the middle here? And so, yes, it means I have to improve. And then he goes back to the issue of English skills, improve my English first. So that is why I said I want enroll in English for the study, maybe. It will take 6 months or a year. He doesn't have any clear idea. After I finish, I will try to enroll in mechanic or engineering, right, at the TAFE or university, actually. The actual reach is becoming an engineer, and then the step before doing the getting to the goal is enrolling in university, but he knows it's so difficult, still, this person has a little bit clearer idea about what to do, but there are many uncertainties involved in the expression and actual planning for the future. Okay, we looked at participants in three groups. So we had 33 students and 32 and low level, because we had quite small number of participants at pre-sessory level, so we put sessory 1 and pre-sessory level together, merged together as one group for our analysis. The numbers in the brackets are the numbers as of quarter 1. we looked at apartments by the groups because we thought that these groups were different in the competence in English and the level of education, and that we considered that these would lead to different plans and aspirations for the future expressed and articulated in different ways, in different ways while they were talking about their future. That's how we looked at the interviews across four courses where the given themes are mentioned. So we examined the transcripts and identified the parts where the themes were mentioned. However, what we present here should not be taken as a general pattern in the entire participants, because this is based only on the interviews where particular theme topics were identified. Okay, let's start with this with three. About language learning, 46 participants expressed their ideas or plans for language learning with reference to the future, at least at one point over the four quarters. About employment, all participants in this group mentioned their future employment at least one point. Okay, and majority wanted to do further training or education. We looked at concrete plans expressed in this group. 33 participants identified particular skills needed to improve for specific purposes. For example, one of the former nurse said that she needed to improve skills in writing reports because being a nurse involves a lot of report writing. And another man said that he needed medical vocabulary because he wanted to become a doctor again. Okay, so these participants identified some skills and names and types of institutions they would enroll, and they gave time frame and some working plans and actions. Now, 21 named an advanced English course, so that the majority of the participants who talked about language learning goals mentioned further studies or in TAFE or in the LLMT courses. 10 stated they needed to concentrate on particular skills like the nurse and the former doctor. And one had alternative plans according to the result for an IELTS test. So he said, I think my proficiency is okay, but I will sit the IELTS test first, and then if the IELTS test is not satisfactory, I will take an IELTS preparation course and then continue prepare to enter the university or TAFE, in a tertiary course. If I'm successful, I will go straight to the TAFE for university. One is a role model for language learning to follow. He said he liked Barack Obama very much, and then he studies what he says, from TV. So these participants seem to have a relatively clear idea about their goals and plans. Actually, the ultimate goal for language learning was always related to employment. Okay, non-concrete future. We identified 30 participants who talked about their future with an expression, description of goals and plans, but in loose terms. But still, this could be regarded as goals and plans because they sounded viable and had some references for required skills and types of institutions or courses. However, they were more like general expectations or awareness of their needs to improve English skills than actual workable goals or plans. On the other hand, there were some comments on wishes, dreams, vague expectations, and some pending plans. These were found in 26 participants. The plans were pending due to uncertainty about the level of English skills they would reach, you know, in after some period. And also, they were expecting some changes in their personal circumstances, like planning to return visits to their home countries, and also some were expecting childbirth, so they were delaying on making plans. However, all of these wish to continue language learning. And those who temporarily thinking to stop ANP course, they wanted to return to the course after the issues were resolved. Okay, employment. We found that 33 participants identified the field they would like to operate in. The field were either new or new field to them, or equivalent to their former professions. However, only 11 seemed to be certain about the outcome of their plans. So they were plans, but still they were not quite, they were a little uncertain. And so, and yeah, so, and they were uncertain, and they seemed to find the satisfactory, only 11 were certain, sorry, seemed to be certain of the outcome, and they seemed to find a satisfactory arrangement which would fulfill their current expectations. Some external factors involved here again. They were family commitments, like the children, young age children, and the language skills, financial limitations, and so on. So in the actual data, we saw that 10 people wanted to resume their past occupational related one, and other 10 wanted to set up a business. However, only 2 seem to know or have a clear idea on how to proceed. Okay, non-concrete. 40 participants reported not having concrete plans in relation to their occupation. They were uncertain about the level of language skills required to join the workforce. And they were uncertain because their level of language skills were not attested in the actual workplaces. And the uncertainty was specific to the particular job they have in mind, as well as related to both labor market in general and the Australian work system. They were also uncertain about whether having formal qualifications recognized would translate into the knowledge of what is required in the workplace. We'll have a quick look here about what the participants said related to their future goals in session 3. So this person was at the English for further study course already, and we were referring to that course she was enrolled in. So I'm taking that course because we are going on, and she helps me. It's actually me. Uni. Study further in the university. Yeah, after this course, I'm going to study in TAFE. So she has a plan already in mind. And then she continues the lesson, the study, and her final goal of study is studying management. Later, we find that she wants to go to the university to get a good job. And in the end, she said, I think now I need, for example, how to speak with people in the future, for example, when I want to find a good job, appropriate job. Appropriate means the one that she thinks that she would have after finishing a degree in the university. I need to speak well. So she knows what to do for the study, but actually she does not know what kind of specific skills she should have to be in the appropriate job. So this is the example of the quite of the person who has a quite a clear, relatively concrete. concrete plans in the future. Now, this is for Margit. From the CSU level 2, Laura will take over this presentation. Thank you. Okay, sorry, my voice is on. It's not at its best. Unfortunately, I've got a bad congestion, nasal congestion, remote cold. Okay, we move on to level 2, CSU 2 level. And again, here we adopt the same distinction as we did for CSU 3, a distinction between concrete plans and unconcrete or non-concrete or undetermined. However, there's the first thing that we've noticed in the data, in the interviews, is that this distinction between concrete plans and undetermined or non-concrete becomes more blurred in the words of the participants. In the sense that the level 2, I mean, you obviously know better than me, level 2 students are already able to articulate their, to voice their desires, to voice their wishes, goals and plans in a quite articulated and elaborated way. So they are able to give way, to be able to verbalize choices, the future directions, what they want to do and why they want to do it, to give supportive reasons for what they want to do. However, in the content of what they say shows, again, quite a high level of uncertainty, and that's why this distinction between concreteness, of the concreteness of the plan and the undetermined, the non-concreteness is more blurred. Okay, among the concrete plans that they talk about in their interviews, and 5 participants actually mentioned having concrete plans out of the, those who talk about their goals. Specific goals are mentioned, so they have an idea of what they would like to do. However, they cannot elaborate these wishes or goals as plans, meaning they cannot actually give a step-by-step description of what they're going to do, clear enough description, except for one participant who wants to go for an IELTS test. What the participants said about their plans, so they are actually planning to take further education. They planning to study English to get a certain grade, referring to the participant I was talking about before. And they recognize the need for particular skills in English to be able to work in desired profession. So they are able to see that they need communication skills at a certain level, reading skills or writing skills. Again, for all the participants that have concrete plans, the ultimate goal always related to employment for the previous, for the level 3 participants. Now, if you look at the non-concrete or undetermined, non-concrete undetermined future for some of the participants, okay, we have 12 participants which could talk about goals, still talk about goals and plans, but they can only express themselves in loose terms about these goals and plans. And only 8 participants express these plans. When they express themselves about these plans, they do not have specific time frame. They just give a general reference to the future. The comments are non-specific. They need to improve English. They say they need to improve English to be able to function appropriately in every day and in the workplace. They need to improve language skills, and they have to undertake some courses to do so. Again, among the undetermined future, undetermined plans or undetermined goals, there are more often than not wishes rather than plans or goals, dreams or pending plans. And they have general wishes to speak good English. They are not actually able to say what good English is. They cannot express what they actually need in concrete terms. And they are unable to have a clear picture in regards to their English proficiency. So they are not quite aware of their shortcomings and what is required to improve. So they're not quite aware of what steps to take and actually what learning strategies would help them to improve their language skills. And here we have an example of the participant I was talking about before. So, yes, she's a level two, female of 24 years of age. And she sees an IELTS test, I think, as a form of validation, as a form of testing herself, because it's clear that she's not quite sure of the level, what level she's in terms of ability to do what she would like to do. So she says, so first, there's a teacher researcher here who interviews her. So she says, yeah, first still IELTS? Yeah, yes, because yes, I want to go to the university to get a diploma. Sure. Yes, so first I'm asked through the IELTS test. Sure. And I have a goal. First at the IELTS, I want to get 0.05. For uni, I think you need 7. Yes, I know. If for uni, I should 6.5. Okay. Over 6.5. So that is because I want to take the IELTS in July. Okay. In July, so the first I want to get over 5 points, and maybe next year I will to do this again. So that is 6.5. So obviously, this shows that the participant has gathered some information on what is required, at least to enter university requirements, to meet the university requirements. However, again, it's not quite clear how she's obviously not at 6.5 level. So it's not quite clear how she intends to fill that gap. There's not much time left for the time when she has to get the test. And it's very indicative of how they articulate. They have some information, how they articulate their goals, their plans, but they're not quite clear how to get there. It's interesting because this participant actually has done possibly, I think, everything that's required to get there. However, she's still struggling with the purpose, with the final purpose, with the final outcome. She's finished level two. She's done a course preparation for childcare service. Then she's done a practicum, and she's done also certificate 3 in childcare. She enrolled a course in TAFE, which she finds very difficult and unsatisfying, and she drops out of TAFE. She basically voices her wish to do an IELTS test, and as later she states that she wants to do this for entering university to do a banking, accounting, or hospitality
intelligence. In the meantime, though, she becomes pregnant. So all these plans, again, have to be put off, I suppose. Okay, when we talk about employment, all participants reported they want to work in a trade. All the level two participants said they want to work in a trade, semi-skilled or administrative occupation, which could be hospitality, beauty salon, hairdressing, or plumbing. One only wants to work in a teaching position, primary school. 15 expressed their need, the will to undertake further study or training. 8 wanted to resume their previous occupation, and 7 wanted to set up a business. There is a noticeable degree of uncertainty in all participants' statement with regards to their desired employment. Again, we don't know exactly what their plans are. The causes, it's interestingly enough, the cause of uncertainties are actually acknowledged by the participants, so they are aware of the external factors that they that impact on their decisions, but they seem to be out of their control. So the if, when, and but factors. Mainly, we saw that. One of the factors impacting the decision is family commitments, especially young children. Health, their own health or a family member's health to whom they have to attend. Temporarily going back to their country. We have a significant number of participants who go back to their country in level two. They all report that their English proficiency was not sufficient to attain employment, and although they have a future direction in mind, they are not ready to undertake any clear venue. Only two participants in level two seem to show a certain degree of planning towards a satisfactory professional outcome. One of these participants was doing a course in HR, and the other one was continuing from her previous pre-migration profession venue in hospitality. However, neither of these participants, again, were particularly aware of the pathway and particularly aware, especially of the final outcome. Okay, we have an example here. Again, there's a teacher researcher interviewing. What kind of job do you want to do? And this is the non-concrete, this is an example of non-concrete undetermined plan that they express, that the participant express. I think a simple job like a cashier, cashier, you mean? Cashier. Good. Yeah, in Woolworths, maybe of Coles, because I think my language is not good, I think. Not very well. But I just have, I can use a computer. And again, I mean, we saw as Ingrid was mentioning, cashier jobs do not actually allow many opportunities to speak. So, yeah. There's another example of the undetermined plan. And again, the teacher researcher here has asked previously, the teacher researcher asked if the participant would want to have a different job from, or a better job, and she asks, the participant says, my English is not enough. And obviously, the teacher says, ask, what is enough? What is enough? How do you define enough for a job that you would like? And again, the participants cannot actually identify the enough. So, she says, I can go to the workplace, I can go to the university, study not very hard, and English is enough for me. And that I can communicate with other people, with teacher, with my workplace staff. Okay, one of the last exams for level two. This is very emblematic. Just quickly, I don't think I have yet much time, I'm told. So, going very quickly to Sesui 1. Sesui 1, we have, again, compared with Sesui 2, very unclear. Very unclear plans, very unclear goals, or even goals of wishes are very difficult for this participant to express, very difficult to voice. Of 40 participants who mentioned their goals, only one comment could be in regards to language learning, only one comment could be regarded as an expression of a concrete idea about how to improve his language skills. Needs to improve English skills to start a new business, this participant. And he says to be able to speak in a full sentence with grammar. It's very interesting. This participant has been in Australia since 2000, and she had previously in China 11 years of education. She's worked many years. She worked many years in IFTA, but still in level one. So they express their expectation in very broad terms, and again questions were asked then to other seven, and they were unable to make a concrete plan, and they cannot foresee any immediate application of English. That's the most important thing. Employment. There's very little awareness in participants from level one of the relationship between language skills and employment and how to pursue both. There's a high level of uncertainty about the future and no knowledge or very little knowledge about the real possibilities in terms both of employment pathways and also language skills improvement. The main access to information for these participants, almost I would say all of them in the project, is through their immediate network, relatives, friends of own community. So that's meaning that there's very little access through the mainstream access to information. And example 8 is self-explanatory. Don't have any options because I don't really know about the options. Okay, another example. The participant wanted to do hairdressing. However, in the quarter 3, that is almost at the end of the project, she has changed her mind, and because of family commitments, of family reasons. She has two young children under 4, and she's at the end of the project, she's pregnant. So, this last slide. So, this is what we have identified as a general, very general pathway that all the participants want to undertake. However, the ways, obviously, the learners pursue their goals, wishes, are multiple, diverse, and the pathways is very rocky sometimes and very tortuous. So they have a different way of approaching their goals, but it's very difficult for them to identify the sometimes the real pathway, and even to focus on what they really want to do. Obviously, there is a difference between a level 3 and level 1, that's clear. But they all want to get a job at the end. And they all identify that these are the steps necessary to access the Australian system in the Australian workplace. Okay, I don't know if we have any time for the discussion. I don't think so. But this is the last thought that we had, in relation to our findings. And we basically think the factors constraining, factors are constraining the individual agency and the ability to even make plans. So the student lives outside the classroom are very important to consider. Their access to the target language, their past and current experience as important factors to consider their wishes for the future. So to know more about the life of the learners is to know more of their individual experiences and needs. That's it.